The Cardinals have a 1-0 lead as we go to the second inning, and Jed Jerko will lead off. And what an honor it is to be joined by retired president of Caterpillar Incorporated, Ed Rapp. Ed announced a plan to retire after 36 years with Caterpillar and said he would turn his focus toward fighting ALS while raising awareness and supporting those in search of a cure, and officially retired early this year. And Ed, what a pleasure it is to have you on board with us tonight.
You know, I've been a Cardinal fan forever, and the idea of sitting in the booth and watching the game. And
oh, boy, a foul ball. That hit Chris Maloney's left foot or ankle.
And fortunately, I'm not third base coach.
Well, as tough as Hammer is down there, he'll walk that off and he'll be just fine. He caught a hot shot foul ball the other night with the left hand, just flipped it into the stands. How did you become a baseball fan? What really got you hooked?
You know, people ask you, when do you become a Cardinal fan? And I was born a Cardinal fan. I mean, I grew up in a great town called Pilot Grove, Missouri, population 700. And the whole community was a Cardinal fan. And, you know, I remember growing up, and that's why radio is so special to me, is listening to the game with my grandpa, my dad, my brothers. And it's just the way, you know, I was born.
And you know what, Ed? Fortunately, today it's still the same, even where it's such a visual era we live in with the television and, of course, with all the smartphones and tablets. Here's a pitch taken high and wide. But baseball on the radio just has a feel and a rhythm, and it's the pacing, and you hear the sounds of the ballpark.
The crack of the bat.
You want to be there, don't you?
Exactly right.
Jed Jerko is at the plate with a 2-2 count. Lester's pitch, a swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup. And there's the first out in the second inning. Well, Ed, a lifelong Cardinal fan throwing out a first pitch at a Cubs game. Now, how does that happen?
Yeah, you know, if I was going to do this, the last place I ever thought I'd be is Wrigley Field. But with my retirement, one of our board members is a lifelong member of the, you know, Chicago community. And this was my farewell gift. And, you know, just he said it's got to be a Cardinal-Cub game because he knows I'm a lifelong Cardinal fan. He's a lifelong Cub fan. We've always given each other a hard time. So it was really a special opportunity.
Here's Greg Garcia, the Cardinal shortstop. He had a big home run against the Cubs last year as a pinch hitter. Rocks the bat back and forth, the pitch, and he takes it right down the middle. Greg, 0 for 12 on the homestand, is 0 for his last 17, but generally puts the ball in play. And his grandfather was a terrific player, a coach, and a manager, Dave Garcia, from over on the east side. Here's a swing and a miss. And Greg had a brother who played in the White Sox organization for a while. Greg and Colton Wong were teammates at Hawaii. And now their teammates wearing the birds on the bat. The two-strike pitch to Garcia swung on line right to the shortstop, Addison Russell. Two up and two down. Well, you have focused your attention on finding a cure for ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and I have a little bit of knowledge of this from my good friend Kent Herbeck, the first baseman for the Minnesota Twins, whose father passed on with ALS. And Kent holds a terrific golf tournament every year. The Twin Cities raising thousands and thousands of dollars, and that's what you're doing right now, Ed.
Yeah, you know, I got some great advice from a good colleague and friend who's a few years ahead of me in the diagnosis of ALS. And, you know, when we got the news, he said, you know, you've got a choice. You can stay in bed or stay engaged. And we've opted to stay engaged. You know, we're working with those that are passionately trying to find a cure for this thing and supporting their efforts.
A swing and a miss by Carlos Martinez, the Cardinal pitcher. The pitch on the way, a swing and a miss. He's down two strikes. You can stay with us another half inning, can't you?
Hey, this is Cardinal baseball from the broadcasting booth. I can't think
I'll
of a better place to be.
I'll have you do the next half inning when the Cubs come up.
I think your job is safe.
We're visiting with Ed Rapp, president of Caterpillar Incorporated, just retired early this year. Here's the pitch by Lester. A swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Martinez walks up the line. It's grabbed by the catcher. Ross picks up the ball and tags Martinez out. Three strikeouts for Lester. Gets a 1-2-3 second, and we'll hear more from Ed Rapp and have the bottom half of inning number two from Wrigley Field when we come back. 1-0 Cardinals. Well, Carlos Martinez struck out, ending a 1-2-3 top of the second inning, and now he'll be pitching to the middle of the Cubs order, beginning with Ben Zobrist, who is from Illinois, along with Addison Russell and Jason Hayward. Ed Rapp, the retired president of Caterpillar Incorporated, is visiting with us, and he is in right in the thick of the fight against ALS and raising awareness and raising funds for ALS research and trying to find a cure. He's visiting with us here at Wrigley Field. The pitch is high and wide to Zobrist. What made Caterpillar so successful? One of the giant corporations in this world.
Well, I think the thing that I always say, it's not the biggest or the strongest that survive, it's those that adapt. And I think as a company, we've always understood that and evolved it. The other one that, and I don't, you know, the people that went before me just did a wonderful job, but they understood that if you're going to be a global player, you have to win on the road. And so in the early days, you know, we went to Japan in 1963, into Europe in the 50s, Brazil in the 50s. You know, we've been in China for more than 40 years now. And so if you're going to compete globally, the best way to do is to compete locally. And I think that's one of the things that sustained the company over the long haul. Plus,
Ben Zobrist takes ball four upstairs, and the leadoff man is on in the second for the Cubs.
I think the other thing that you'll appreciate is the core of it is the culture. And I think the foundation of CAT and its people is that good old Midwestern culture.
We were talking about your goal when you became CEO and what you wanted to do with the company and how you wanted to leave it.
Well, I, you know, to me, you know, as the way I look at it, I was one of many that could have been the CEO. You never know how things like that are going to play it out. But I think at CAT, we always talked about a leader having two accountabilities. Leave it better than you found it and in more capable hands. That's the only way you sustain over the long haul.
Here's Addison Russell, the infield at double play depth. A big swing and a foul ball back. 0-1. The Cardinals lead 1-0 here in the second inning. And you're putting that kind of effort right now into ALS research and helping to get the funds for development of that research.
You know, there's just some passionate people working on this. And if you think about how many years since Lou Gehrig and the fact we don't have a cure. But it's a tough nut to crack. But there's some good people trying to make it happen.
There's a pitch taken high and outside. One ball, one strike. Of course, Mr. Fabik is very big in backing this cause, right along with the Segs for Vets.
You know, the Fabik family in St. Louis have just been great friends for the years. And they do so much for that community.
From the stretch, Martinez looks over the shoulder and pitches. A swing and a foul ball back. How can we get the fans involved in this, Ed, and get them to help in the fight against ALS?
I'd say two things. One is, you know, get involved locally. I mean, you know, every community has, you know, their ALS association, and there's a good opportunity there. The donor advised fund we've set up is StayStrongVersusALS.com. You can go out there if you want to contribute. But I think the main thing is just raise awareness, understand the challenge, and get engaged. We're going to need everybody on board to make this happen.
And the first step is to find out what this is all about.
Yeah.
And then become engaged.
The Ice Bucket Challenge raised awareness, but it usually touches you in some way along the way.
The count 2-2 on Addison Russell. Zobrist leads away from first base. Martinez pitches. Check swing outside the full count, and Martinez, the walk the leadoff batter, has gone deep in the count here to Russell. With Jason Hayward waiting on deck. Hayward's batting six tonight. Big pitch here for Martinez already. He struck out two and working a 1-2-3 first inning. The pitch on the way, a swing and a foul off to the left. That was close to being ball four, but also close enough that Addison Russell had to take a chance on it. What's your feeling about the club this year, Ed, that has had its swings up and down, and even in a championship year like the Cubs, they've had their ups and downs?
Well, you talked about, you know, CAT and sustaining itself over the long haul. I think the Cardinals are...
Here's a swing and a foul.
I think the Cardinals are the example of the best way you do that, and that's it's have a, you know, strong farm system. I mean, if you go back to 2011, what I think Yadi and Wainwright are probably the only two from the 2011 team. Yet, you know, we're competing, you know, got a shot at the wild card. I mean, shows.
Holiday was there. You go back to 06, yeah. I think Yadi and Wainwright are the only two left, but not that many from 11 either.
But you got that good farm system that continues to come through.
High breaking pitch, ball four, and walks in a small ballpark can be extremely costly. Two to lead off the second inning for Carlos Martinez. And that should have been a strike. That should have been. It was right in the top part of the strike zone, but Russell got the call. So here come the Cubs with two free passes and Hayward batting. Hayward is having a slow season, 227, five home runs and 32 RBIs, but he's dangerous in this little ballpark. The way the ball's traveling tonight, wind blowing out to center. The pitch, Hayward takes a strike on the inside corner. Ed Rapp is with us, and we're talking about the fight against ALS. Stay Strong versus ALS. Charitable fund that Ed created to assist in the fight against ALS. Stay Strong, VSALS.com. The pitch from Martinez to the left-handed batting Jason Hayward. Long look to second, and now the pitch, a swing, and a hot there shot to the second base area. Flip to second out. On to first, a double play. Jerko to Garcia to the first baseman Carpenter. Yeah. Doubling up Russell and Hayward with Zobras taking third. That's what he needed after two freebies, Ed.
Absolutely. And the other thing about the Cardinals, I think if you go back to 06 and 11, they've proven wild card isn't a bad way to go.
Well, 06 was actually a championship team in the division.
That's right.
Even though 83 wins.
Yeah.
But the wild card in 11, it went down to the last day to see if we were going to have a playoff game with Atlanta.
I think the Mets beat Atlanta the last
Philadelphia.
Day.
Philadelphia. Yeah. And Charlie Manuel played his A lineup, even though he was already in.
Yeah.
He was the division winner in the East. And lo and behold, who beat the Phillies?
Yeah.
The Cardinals.
Yeah.
And then the Cardinals beat the Central Division champion Brewers. Here's a swing and a foul off to the left. Chris Coughlin fouls it away. But I know I've had to catch myself thinking, were we the wild card at 06? Because only 83 wins won the division.
Yeah.
And Atlanta beat the Houston Astros the last day when the Cardinals lost to Milwaukee to give the Cardinals the division that day. And that's where Atlanta came in 06. Here's a swing and a foul off to the left. John Smoltz had a lot to do with that. Later pitched for a time with the Cardinals. But Smoltz, I heard in an interview that he told John Schuerholz in Atlanta, do not give the Cardinals Adam Wainwright. Don't trade him in that J.D. Drew deal.
Yeah, Wainwright.
But they did, and we're happy.
He's a warrior, I tell you. What a Cardinal.
Big, deep breath for Carlos Martinez. The 0-2 pitch, a swing, a slow roller up the first base line, fielded by Carpenter. He steps on the bag ahead of Coughlin. Three unassisted on the play. Two walks, a double play, and a ground out. Ed, let's get this going, and I'll give the address for Stay Strong versus ALS.com several times tonight, and we'll raise some money and we'll raise some awareness.
Hey, and thanks for making baseball so fun to listen to.
Ed, it's our pleasure, and as Mike and I look at it, we're caretakers for these seats too, and hope to leave it at least as good as we found it with people like Jack Buck and Harry Carey and all those in the past.
Well, and I also want it noted, the Cardinals were leading when I left the booth.
And they're still going to be leading when you leave the park tonight, I hope.
No, sounds good.
Ed Rapp, president, Caterpillar Incorporated, retired early this season. And again, that's Stay Strong versus ALS.com. 1-0 Cardinals.